This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Members of Congress are contending over the most prudent way to reform health care and protect human life. The bill to replace Obamacare was polled over concerns it did not do enough. Meanwhile, abortion advocates are busy claiming victory without facing their opponents in a floor vote. Much the same thing went on last week when, before hearings were complete, Democrats vowed a filibuster of Supreme Court nominee Judge Neil Gorsuch. Senators who say Gorsuch does not favor the little guy in court indicate they were not listening when Gorsuch testified that having lawyers without prohibitively expensive Juris Doctorate degrees is the best way to give ordinary folks access to law. Hawaiian senators rejected assisted suicide in committee last week unanimously. Citizen opponents outnumbered arranged death supporters 4-1. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture at healingtheculture.com. You'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. Reporters at the Daily Signal say the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, has caused a spike in insurance premiums of up to 68%. They point out that some states did originally find savings, but even these saw savings wither after a few years. Despite promises to the contrary, many people were forced to pay premiums up to 6 times the cost of others' policies. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.